Week 3, Day 5. Today's scripture is Genesis 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, and 50. Buckle up. Chapter 45. Then Joseph could not control himself before all those who stood by him. He cried, "Make everyone go out from me." So no one stayed with him when Joseph made himself known to his brothers, and he wept aloud so that the Egyptians heard it. And all the household of Pharaoh heard it. And Joseph said to his brothers, "I am Joseph. Is my father still alive?" But his brothers could not answer him. They were dismayed at his presence. So Joseph said to his brothers, "Come near to me, please." And they came near to him, and he said, "I am your brother, Joseph, whom you sold into Egypt. And now, do not be distressed or angry with yourselves because you sold me here. For God sent me before you to preserve life. For the famine has been in the land for these 2 years, and there are 5 years in which there will be neither plowing nor harvest. And God sent me before you to preserve you a remnant on earth and to keep alive for you many survivors. So it is not you who sent me here, but God. He made me a father to Pharaoh, and Lord of all the house, and ruler over all the land of Egypt. Hurry and go up to my father and say to him, 'Thus says your son Joseph, God has made me Lord of all Egypt. Come down to me, do not tarry. You shall dwell in the land of Goshen, and you shall be near me. You and your children, and your children's children, and your flocks, and your herds, and all you have, there I will provide for you. And there are yet 5 years of famine to come, so that you and your household and all that you have do not come to poverty. And now your eyes see, and the eyes of my brother Benjamin see, that it is my mouth that speaks to you. You must tell my father in all my honor in Egypt, and of all that you have seen. Hurry and bring my father down here.' They fell upon his brother Benjamin's neck and wept, and Benjamin wept upon his neck, and he kissed all his brothers and wept on them. After that, his brothers talked with him. When the report was heard in Pharaoh's house that Joseph's brothers have come home, it pleased Pharaoh and his servants. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Say to your brothers, 'Do this, load your beasts and go back to the land of Canaan and take your father and your households and come to me, and I will give you the best land in all of Egypt, and you shall eat the fat of the land.' And you, Joseph, are commanded to say, 'Do this, take wagons from the land of Egypt for your little ones and for your wives and bring your father and come. Have no concern for your goods, for the best of all the land of Egypt is yours.' The sons of Israel did so, and Joseph gave them wagons according to the command of Pharaoh and gave them provisions for their journey to each and all of them. He gave a change of clothes, but Benjamin he gave 300 shekels of silver and 5 changes of clothes. To his father he sent as follows: 10 donkeys loaded with good things from Egypt, 10 female donkeys loaded with grain, bread, provisions for his father on the journey. Then he sent his brothers away, and as he departed, he said to them, 'Do not quarrel on the way.' So they went out of Egypt and came to the land of Canaan to their father Jacob, and they told him, 'Joseph is alive, and he is ruler over all the land of Egypt.' And his heart became numb, for he did not believe them. But when they had told him all the words of Joseph, which he had said to them, and when he saw the wagons that Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of their father Jacob revived. And Israel said, 'It is enough. Joseph, my son, is alive. I will go and see him before I die.'" Chapter 46. So Israel took his journey with all he had, and he came to Beersheba and offered sacrifices to God, to the God of his father Isaac. And God spoke to Israel in visions of the night and said, "Jacob, Jacob." And he said, "Here I am." Then he said, "I am God, the God of your father. Do not be afraid to go down to Egypt, for there I will make you into a great nation. I myself will go down with you to Egypt, and I will bring you up again, and Joseph's hand shall close your eyes." Then Jacob set out from Beersheba. The son of Israel carried Jacob, their father, their little ones, and their wives in the wagons that Pharaoh had sent to carry him. They also took their livestock, their goods, which they had gained in the land of Canaan, and came into Egypt, Jacob and all his offspring with him, his sons and his sons' sons with him, his daughters and his sons' daughters, all his offspring he brought with him into Egypt. Now these are the names of the descendants of Israel who came into Egypt: Jacob and his sons, Reuben, Jacob's firstborn, and the sons of Reuben, Hanok, Palu, Hezron, Carmi, the sons of Simeon, Jemuel, Jamin, Ohad, Jachin, Zohar, and Shahul, and the sons of the Canaanite woman, the sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merhi, the sons of Judah, Onan, Shelah, Perez, and Zeher. But and Onan died in the land of Canaan. And the sons of Perez were Hezron and Hamul, the sons of Issachar, Tola, Puva, Yob, and Shimron, the sons of Zebulun, Sered, Elon, Jalil. These are the sons of Leah, whom she bore to Jacob at Padan Aram, together with his daughter Dinah. Altogether, his sons and his daughters numbered 33. The sons of Gad: Ziphon, Haggai, Shunai, Esbon, Eri, Arodi, and Ariel. The sons of Asher: Imnah, Ishvai, Berhai, with Sarah, their sister. And the sons of Bera: Heber, Mahil. These are the sons of Zilpah, whom Laban gave to Leah, his daughter, and these she bore to Jacob, 16 persons. The sons of Rachel, Jacob's wife, Joseph and Benjamin. And to Joseph in the land of Egypt were born Manasseh and Ephraim, whom Aseneth, the daughter of Potipharah, the priest of On, bore him. And the sons of Benjamin: Bela, Becher, Ashbel, Gera, Naaman, Ei, Rosh, Mupim, Humpim, and Ard. These are the sons of Rachel who were born to Jacob, 14 persons in all. The sons of Dan: Hushim, the sons of Nephtali, Jaziel, Guni, Jezer, and Shilim. These are the sons of Bilhah, whom Laban gave to Rachel, his daughter, and these she bore to Jacob, 7 persons in all. All the persons belonging to Jacob who came into Egypt, who were his own descendants, not including Jacob's sons' wives, were 66 persons in all. And the sons of Joseph who were born to him in Egypt were 2. All the persons of the house of Jacob who came to Egypt were 77. He had sent Judah ahead of him to Joseph to show the way before him to Goshen, and they came into the land of Goshen. Then Joseph prepared his chariot, and he went to meet Israel, his father, in Goshen. He presented himself to him and fell on his neck and wept on his neck a good while. Israel said to Joseph, "Now let me die, since I have seen your face and know that you are still alive." Joseph said to his brothers and his father's household, "I will go up and tell Pharaoh and will say to him, 'My brothers and my father's household who were in the land of Canaan have come to me, and the men are shepherds, for they have been keepers of livestock, and they have brought their flocks and their herds and all that they have.' When Pharaoh calls you and says, 'What is your occupation?' you shall say, 'Your servants have been keepers of livestock from our youth even until now, both we and our fathers, in order that you may dwell in the land of Goshen. For every shepherd is an abomination to Egyptians.'" Chapter 47. So Joseph went in and told Pharaoh, "My father and my brothers, with their flocks and their herds and all that they possess, have come from the land of Canaan, and they are now in the land of Goshen." And from among his brothers he took 5 men and presented them to Pharaoh. Pharaoh said to his brothers, "What is your occupation?" And they said to Pharaoh, "Your servants are shepherds, as our fathers were." They said to Pharaoh, "We have come to sojourn in the land. For there is no pasture for your servants' flocks, for the famine is severe in the land of Canaan. And now, please let your servants dwell in the land of Goshen. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, your fathers and your brothers have come to you. The land of Egypt is before you. Settle your father and your brothers in the best of the land. Let them settle in the land of Goshen. And if you know any able men among them, put them in charge of my livestock. Then Joseph brought in Jacob, his father, and stood him before Pharaoh. And Jacob blessed Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said to Jacob, how many are the days of the years of your life? And Jacob said to Pharaoh, the days of the years of my sojourning are 130 years. Few and evil have been the days of the years of my life, and they have not attained to the days of the years of the life of my fathers and the days of their sojourning. And Jacob blessed Pharaoh and went out from the presence of Pharaoh. And Joseph settled his father and his brothers, and they gave them a possession in the land of Egypt, in the best of the land, in the land of Ramses, as Pharaoh had commanded. And Joseph provided his father, his brothers, and all his father's household with food, according to the number of their dependents. Now there was no food in all the land, for the famine was very severe. So the land of Egypt and the land of Canaan languished by reason of the famine. And Joseph gathered up all the money that was found in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan in exchange for the grain that they brought. And Joseph brought the money into Pharaoh's house. And when the money was all spent in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, all the Egyptians came to Joseph and said, give us food. Why should we die before your eyes? For our money is gone. And Joseph answered, give your livestock, and I will give you food in exchange for your livestock, if your money is gone. So they brought their livestock to Joseph, and Joseph gave them food in exchange for horses, the flocks, the herds, and the donkeys. He supplied them with food in exchange for their livestock that year. And when the year was ended, they came to him the following year and said to him, we will not hide from my lord that our money is all spent. And when the year was ended, they came to him the following year and said to him, we will not hide from the Lord that our money is all spent. The herds of livestock are my Lord's. There's nothing left in the sight of the Lord but our bodies in the land. Why should we die before your eyes, both we and our land? Buy us and our land for food, that we with our land may be servants to Pharaoh, and give us seed that we may live and not die, and that the land may not be desolate. So Joseph bought all the land of Egypt for Pharaoh, and all the Egyptians sold their fields because the famine was severe on them. The land became Pharaoh's. As for the people, he made servants of them from one end of Egypt to the other. Only the land of the priest he did not buy. For the priests had fixed allowance from Pharaoh and lived on an allowance that Pharaoh had gave them. Therefore, they did not sell their land. Then Joseph said to the people, behold, I have this day bought for you and your land for Pharaoh. Now here is seed for you, and you shall sow the land. And at the harvests you shall give a fifth to Pharaoh, and four-fifths shall be your own, as seeds for the fields, and for food for yourselves and for your households, as for food for your little ones. And they said, you have saved our lives. May it please my lord, we will be servants to Pharaoh. So Joseph made it a statute concerning the land of Egypt, and it stands to this day that Pharaoh should have a fifth. The land of the priests alone did not become Pharaoh's. Thus Israel settled in the land of Egypt and in the land of Goshen, and they gained possessions in it, and they were fruitful and multiplied greatly. And Jacob lived in the land of Egypt 17 years. So the days of Jacob, the years of his life, were 147. And when the time drew near that Israel must die, he called his son Joseph, and he said to him, if now I have found favor in your sight, put your hand under my thigh, and promise to deal kindly and truly with me. Do not bury me in Egypt, but let me lie with my fathers. Carry me out of Egypt, and bury me in their burying place. He answered, I will do as you have said. And he said, swear to me. And he swore to him. Then Israel bowed himself upon the head of his bed. Chapter 48. After this, Joseph was told, behold, your father is ill. So he took with him his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim, and it was told to Jacob, your son Joseph has come to you. Then Israel summoned his strength, sat up in bed, and Jacob said to Joseph, God Almighty appeared to me at Luz in the land of Canaan and blessed me. and said to me, Behold, I will make you fruitful and multiply you. I will make you a company of people, and you will give this land to your offspring after you for an everlasting possession. And now your two sons, who were born to you in the land of Egypt before I came to you in Egypt, are mine. Ephraim and Manasseh shall be mine, as Reuben and Simeon are mine. And the children that you fathered after them shall be yours. They shall be called by the name of their brothers in their inheritance. As for me, when I came to Paddan, to my sorrow, Rachel died in the land of Canaan on the way, when there was still some distance to go to Ephrath. And I buried her there on the way to Ephrath, that is Bethlehem. When Israel saw Joseph's sons, he said, Who are these? Joseph said to his father, They are my sons, whom God has given me here. And he said, Bring them to me, please, that I might bless them. Now the eyes of Israel were dim with age, so he could not see. So Joseph brought them near him, and he kissed them and embraced them. And Israel said to Joseph, I never expected to see your face, and behold, God has let me see your offspring also. Then Joseph removed them from his knees, and he bowed himself with his face to the earth. And Joseph took them both, Ephraim on his right hand toward Israel's left hand, and Manasseh in his left hand towards Israel's right hand, and brought them near. And Israel stretched out his right hand and laid it upon the head of Ephraim, who was the younger, and his left hand on the head of Manasseh, crossing his hands, for Manasseh was the firstborn. And he blessed Joseph and said, The God before whom my father Abraham and Isaac walked, the God who has been my shepherd all my life long to this day, an angel who redeemed me from all evil, bless the boys. And in them let my name be carried on, in the name of my fathers Abraham and Isaac, and let them grow into a multitude in the midst of the earth. Then Joseph saw that his father had laid his right hand on the head of Ephraim. It displeased him, and he took his father's hand and moved it to Ephraim's head and to Manasseh's head. And Joseph said to his father, Not this way, my father. Since this one is firstborn, put your right hand on his head. But his father refused and said, I know, my son, I know. He also shall become a people, and he shall also be great. Nevertheless, his younger brother shall always be greater than he, and his offspring shall become a multitude of nations. And he blessed them that day, saying, By you Israel will pronounce blessing, saying, God will make you as Ephraim and Manasseh. Thus he put Ephraim before Manasseh. And Israel said to Joseph, Behold, I am about to die, and God will be with you, and will bring you again to the land of your fathers. Moreover, I have given to you rather than to your brothers one mountain slope that I took from the hand of the Amorites with my sword and with my bow. Chapter 49. Then Jacob called his sons and said, Gather yourselves together, that I may tell you what shall happen to you in days to come. Assemble and listen, O sons of Jacob. Listen to Israel, your father. Reuben, you are my firstborn, my might and the first fruits of my strength, preeminent in dignity and preeminent in power, unstable as water. You shall not have preeminence because you went up to your father's bed. Then you defiled it. He went up to my couch. Simeon and Levi are brothers, weapons of violence with their swords. Let my soul come not into their counsel. O, my glory, be not joined to their company. For in their anger they killed men. In their willfulness they hamstrung oxen. Cursed be the anger, for it is fierce, and their wrath, for it is cruel. I will divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel. Judah, your brothers shall praise you. Your hand shall be upon the neck of your enemies, and your father's sons shall bow down before you. Judah is a lion's cub. From the prey, my son, you have gone up. He stooped down, he crouched as a lion, and as a lioness, who dares to rouse him? The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet, until tribute comes to him, and to him shall the obedience of the people, binding his fowl to the vine, and his donkey's colt to the choice vine. He has washed his garments in wine, and his vesture in the blood of grapes. His eyes are darker than wine, and teeth whiter than milk. Zebulun shall dwell in the shore of the sea. He shall become a haven for ships, and his border shall be at Sidon, Issachar is a strong donkey crouching between the sheepfolds. He saw that a resting place was good and that the land was pleasant, and he bowed his shoulder to bear and became a servant at forced labor. Dan shall judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel. Dan shall be a serpent in the way, a viper in the path that bites the horse's heels so that his rider falls backwards. I wait for your salvation, O Lord. Raiders shall raid Gad, but he shall raid at their heels. Asher's food shall be rich. He shall yield royal delicacies. Naphtali is a doe let loose that bears beautiful fawns. Joseph is a fruitful burrow by a spring. His branches run over the wall. The archers bitterly attack him, shot at him, harassed him severely, yet his bow remained unmoved. His arms were made agile by the hand of the mighty one of Jacob. From there is a shepherd, the stone of Israel. By the God of your father who helps you, by the Almighty who will bless you, the blessings of heaven above, blessing of the deep that crouches beneath, blessing of the breast and of the womb, blessing of your father are mighty beyond the blessing of my parents, up to the bounties of the everlasting hills. May they be on the head of Joseph and on the brow of him who has set apart from his brothers. Benjamin is a ravenous wolf, in the morning devouring his prey, and at evening dividing the spoil. All these are the 12 tribes of Israel. This is what their father said to them as he blessed them, blessing each with the blessing suitable for him. Then he commanded them and said to them, I am to be gathered to my people. Bury me with my fathers in the cave that is in the field of Ephron the Hittite, in the cave that is in the field at Machpel, to the east of Mamre, in the land of Canaan, which Abraham bought with the field from Ephron the Hittite to possess as a burying place. There they are buried, Abraham and Sarah his wife. There they buried Isaac and Rebekah his wife. And there I buried Leah. The field and the cave that is in it were bought from the Hittites. When Jacob finished commanding his sons, he drew up his feet into the bed and breathed his last and was gathered to his people. Chapter 50. Then Joseph fell on his father's face and wept over him and kissed him. And Joseph commanded his servants and the physicians to embalm his father. So the physicians embalmed Israel. 40 days were required for it, for that is how many are required for embalming. And the Egyptians wept for him for 70 days. And when the days of weeping were past, Joseph spoke to the household of Pharaoh, saying, If now I have found favor in your eyes, please speak in the ears of Pharaoh, saying, My father made me swear, saying, I am about to die in my tomb that I hewn out for myself in the land of Canaan. There shall you bury me. Now therefore, let me go up and bury my father. Then I will return. And Pharaoh answered, Go up and bury your father as he made you swear. So Joseph went up to bury his father. With him went up all the servants of Pharaoh, the elders of his household, and all the elders of the land of Egypt, as well as the household of Joseph, his brothers, and his father's household. Only their children and their flocks and their herds were left in the land of Goshen. And there they went up with him, both chariots and horsemen. It was a very great company. When they came to the threshing floor of Itad, which was beyond the Jordan, they lamented there with a very great and grievous lamentation. And he made a mourning for his father 7 days. When the inhabitants of the land, the Canaanites, saw the mourning on the threshing floor of Itad, they said, This is a grievous mourning by the Egyptians. Therefore, the place was named Abel Mizraim. It is beyond the Jordan. Thus his sons did for him as he commanded them. For his sons carried him to the land of Canaan and buried him in the cave of the field at Machpelah, to the east of Mamre, which Abraham bought with the field from Ephron the Hittite to possess as a burying place. After he had buried his father, Joseph returned to Egypt with his brothers and all who had gone up with him to bury his father. When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, It may be that Joseph will hate us and pay us back for all the evil we did to him. So they sent a message to Joseph saying, Your father gave this commandment before he died. Say to Joseph, Please forgive the transgressions of your brothers and their sins, because they did evil to you. And now please forgive the transgressions of your servant, of the God of your father." Joseph wept when they spoke to him. His brothers also came and fell down before him and said, "Behold, we are your servants." But Joseph said to them, "Do not fear, for am I in the place of God? As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today. So do not fear, I will provide for you and for your little ones." Thus he comforted them and spoke kindly with them. So Joseph remained in Egypt, he and his father's house. Joseph lived 110 years, and Joseph saw Ephraim's children of the third generation. The children also of Machir, the son of Manasseh, were counted as Joseph's own. And Joseph said to his brothers, "I am about to die, but God will visit you and bring you up out of the land to the land he swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob." And Joseph made the sons of Israel swear, saying, "God will surely visit you, and you shall carry up my bones from here." So Joseph died, being 110 years old. They embalmed him, and he was put in a coffin in Egypt. Meant for Good by Nick Loudon. But God meant it for good. Our lives are so full of struggle. I can bet that if you aren't currently in some crisis in your life, you're going to have one in the next decade. In the 8 years since graduating from college, I've had a pretty consistently been in what I call a career crisis. I have had a new job every year or two, and with each new job came some amazing promise of financial freedom and a perfect life. One day that really sticks out to me, I must have been on job number 4 or 5 at this point. We are in debt up to our eyeballs. We just had our first baby, and our baby's about 3 months at the time. My wife is on maternity leave, and I am also working this 100 call per day sales job from home, trying to take care of our new daughter. And I take a 10-minute break so I can hold the baby while she sleeps, and so my wife can take a shower. She just needs a break, wants to take a shower. Great. At this point in my job, I have failed to hit my numbers for a few months in a row, and I'm roughly 4 days away from being fired. I hadn't told my wife, and I'm holding my newborn baby with no hope of paying a single bill in just a few days. And I am breaking down, freaking out, trying not to wake the baby up, trying not to let my wife know what's going on. This is a true crisis, and quite a bit self-inflicted, I might add. The story ends very well. You know, I can tell it to you if you want to hear it. But at the time, you know, I was thinking, how could this be meant for good, or anything else that we go through? You know, how could a divorce or a death or a job loss or a betrayal or an illness or an abandonment, you fill in the blank, how could any of those things be meant for good? How could being sold into slavery by your own family be meant for good? His ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Only God can turn tragedy into fulfillment. Only God can take a heartbreak into a healing. No amount of self-care, motivational speakers, therapy, alpha mentality, you name it, can take a broken human in a broken situation and make it the greatest blessing of your life. And do you want to know what the best thing is about Joseph's story? It's where he points. After being at his lowest and working his way up to the highest place in the land, being prepared, doing what he should, his human flesh must have been dying to shout, "Look at what I did. Look at what I've done," and take all that glory for himself, but not Joseph. Can we be like Joseph? Let us humble ourselves. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, who does not change. Joseph knows this, and he points directly at God, and he says, "He meant it for good. God meant it for good." Question 1. Where in your life are you still waiting to see the why behind your pain? Question 2. Who is the strongest person you know, and what have they been through in their life that made them that way? Question 3, where in your life do you need to stop striving for credit and start pointing to God? Daily prayer. Lord, let my life be an altar unto you. I lay everything down, good and bad, so that you might be glorified. Help my praise to be sweet to your ears.